Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
For all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father be multiplied unto you, unto us, in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Let us get into prayers this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us start with the Lord's prayers. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. We acknowledge your presence. We cannot do prayers without you, Holy Spirit. We need you every minute. We need you every second. We need you every hour, Holy Spirit. Have your way in this service. Let the kingdom come. Let thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we adore you. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, hover. Hover, Holy Spirit, over this service. Holy Spirit, hover, oh, Holy Spirit. Hover over our lives. Holy Spirit, hover over our families. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, hover over our lives. Hover over this ministry. Hover over this prayer line. Holy Ghost, hover over our dwelling places, our homes. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, hover over our children. Oh, Holy Ghost, hover, hover over our grandchildren. Hallelujah. Hover over our spouses, O Holy Spirit. Hover over each and every one of us. And let your holy light shine. Let your holy light shine. Let there be light. Oh, God, let your holy light shine in our dwelling places, in our homes. Let your holy light shine in our homes. Let your holy light shine in our homes. Let your holy light shine in our hearts. Let your holy light shine in the hearts of our spouses. Let your holy light shine in our children's hearts. Let your holy light shine, Holy Spirit, in the hearts of our grandchildren. Holy Spirit, let the holy light shine. Let there be light. Let there be light in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, let your light shine. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, release your breath in our dwelling places. Release your breath, Holy Ghost. We need divine CPR. In the name of Jesus, release your breath in our dwelling places. Release your breath in our offices, in our homes, in our cars. Release your breath, Holy Ghost. Release your breath. Give us divine CPR, oh, Spirit of the living God. Give us divine CPR, Holy Spirit. Restore unto us, O God, the joy of all salvation. Release your breath, Holy Spirit. Fall fresh upon us, Holy Ghost. Lead us. Holy Spirit, guide us. Holy Spirit, show us steps to take and steps not to take in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, renew our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God. Renew us, renew us. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Holy Ghost, help us to walk by your Spirit and not by the flesh. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, we thank you and we bless you. Jesus Christ, you said you are, and you are the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by you. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for the finished works of the cross. We thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice you made to reconcile us back to Almighty God. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and your grace and your love. We thank you, Jesus, that when we call on your name, you are always there, oh, Jesus. Oria masanderia curia nesteteriaco. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Empty us of ourselves. Let that gentle of God consume everything in us that is not of Christ. Father God, oh, Lord, we want to be filled with your power, with your Holy Ghost, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, as you empty us, fill us up. Fill us up, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And, Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And, Lord, we cry for mercy. Mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy. Mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, the cyberspace, the network in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood speak. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Our cars, our transportations in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the blood speak for us. 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 Ye good here, Yama Goya Nekem. Oh, Yamasa de Kormasa de Kormasa. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Yiki Yanika Yamoso. Yiki Yamakayanesim. Yiki Yaniki Yaniki Yamokor Yamoso. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, on our grandchildren, on our spouses, on each and every one of us this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are a wall of fire around us. And you are the glory within us. We thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us. Thank you, Lord, that you are the glory within us. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Father, even through the storms, you are always there. You will never leave us nor forsake us. You will be with us to the end, O God. We thank you that we can have faith. You are faithful. You are faithful even when we are not faithful. Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Father God, shield us with favor this morning. Each and every one under the sound of my voice, give us your godly wisdom, O God. Give us godly wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help us to walk in godly wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. And we glorify your name. Hallelujah. Almighty God, you are holy. You are righteous. Thank you, Lord. Holiness is your name. Righteousness is your name. Faithful is your name. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Ezekiel 37, verses 1 to 14. Father God, I pray that you move upon these scriptures this morning. Move upon each and every letter of the word, O God. Holy Spirit, we need you as we read this word. We need you. We need revelation. We need understanding. Holy Spirit, hover over this word, O God. Send it from a logos word to a rhema word. In the name of Jesus, amen. Ezekiel 37, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bulls, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very, very dry. What does it mean when the Spirit of God says it was very, very dry? When the bulls are very dry, that means those bulls have dried up. There's nothing there. When a bull is dry, it's brittle. It can break like break. When bulls are dry, they break. When bulls are dry, they brittle. Hallelujah. When bulls are dry, there's no life. There's no juice in them. Hallelujah. For those who like to eat the bulls or on the food, there's a difference. When you're eating a bone and there's something in that bone, you see the juices are in it. But if you can't eat a bone that don't have no juices, right, you might even hurt yourself because they break easily and they could pierce your mouth as you eat it. Amen. So I'm just giving you an analogy to think about what when God says something is dry. Hallelujah. There's no life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. When God said that means that thing can be broken easily. Hallelujah. So that means you said the bone dry. Anything can attack that bone. That bone don't, the bone do not have no strength. Nothing is there. And then when he said, can these dry bones live? What is it? These, and then all the dry bones are together. They're all together. So when God is talking about the dry, all of them in this valley. Oh, it's not like one on this side and one on the other side. All are together. There's a saying that birds of the same feathers flock together. Hallelujah. Even if they come together to fight, they can't fight because they got no life. They're dead. They're dry. There's no life in them. Dry bones. You look in the graveyard. It's full of dry bones. Hallelujah. You got no life in that grave. When you're dead, it's gone. You're gone. The dry bones. Hallelujah. Dry bones represent depression. Maybe you're going through depression. You're helpless, helplessness, hopelessness, bitterness, or any other negative feelings. Dry bones represent that you have no hope. You're depressed. You're in a dark place. What are the dry bones in your life? You're in a dry place. Everything about you don't seem to be getting right. Negative. You're in a real dry place. Hallelujah. How do you get out of this place when you have dry bones in your life? How can you get out of a negative feeling, depression, helplessness, like you're in a place that anybody can try and talk to you any kind of way, do things to you any kind of way, if you go in there. You feel helpless. You don't even know where you can, like whether you will come up. Nobody wants to have dry bones in their lives. Nobody wants to be in a dark place. Nobody wants to feel helpless. Nobody wants to feel hopelessness. Nobody wants to be in that dry place. None of us like that place. Nobody wants to be there. Hallelujah. Nobody. And so to get out of that dry place, you know if you're bitter, you need And you're hopeless, who do you need? You're depressed, who do you need? You need Almighty God. You're dry, the bones are dry, but they're not dead yet. It's not like there's two different kinds, the one that's complete, that's finished, and the one that the dry bones are these negative things in your life. You're not, they're not there, dead life yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What does the dry bone represent? Hallelujah. Dry bones represent people in their lives that's hopeless, that they got no hope. They're in a dark place. They're so discouraged. They're in a like a suicidal place. They don't know where to turn, which way to go. Hallelujah. And they want to give up. There's a dry bones in your life, or dry bones around you. Maybe in your community, dry bones. Maybe even in your family, dry bones. And sometimes we have dry bones in our families, and we ignore them. We don't pay attention to them because we're doing better than they are. And so we feel good that they're in that place of helplessness. Hallelujah. 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 So you see that the Spirit of the Lord, what did he do? He sent his prophet. He took his Ezekiel to the dry, the area, the valley of dry bones. The valley of dry bones. He asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Dry bones, one this way, another one that way. They're not even connected. But they're all in the valley. Dry bones, if you're not connected, you got so much confusion. Hallelujah. But the word of God said, can these bones live? It is God asking you, the dry bones in your community, dry bones in your life. Hallelujah. Can these bones live? What did Ezekiel say when God asked him, can these bones live? Son of man, can these bones live? And I answer, oh Lord God, thou knowest. God is an all-knowing God. He omniscient. And give yourself to me, prophesy upon these bones, and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. First of all, Ezekiel said, Lord, you know. He didn't say, oh, and they cannot live. No. He said, Lord, you know. He said, prophesy. The instruction is to prophesy. What are the dry bones in your life? Unforgiveness, bitterness, hopelessness. It might not be you, but somebody else in your family. The dry bones. Ezekiel said, oh, ye dry bones. Dry bones in your children's life. Dry bones in your grandchildren's life. Dry bones in ministry. That the ministry has lost the life of the ministry is gone, is just there, a form of godliness. No power within. But my question is, even if the ministry is dry, can these bones live? Even if you have given up on your sons and your daughters, can these bones live? God is asking you, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, thou knowest. And then God said, prophesy. And say unto them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Four dry bones in your life, yet the word of the Lord. Four dry bones in the life of your family, yet the word of the Lord. Dry bones in your ministry, yet the word of the Lord. Dry bones, yet the word of the Lord. Dry bones, there's hate, there's bitterness, there's anger. Dry bones, yet the word of the Lord. Can these bones live? Dry bones, yet the word of the Lord. Hatefulness, selfishness, anger, bitterness, dry bones. Yeah, the word of the Lord. That's what God is saying. You got to speak and you got to prophesy to those dry bones. Dry bones in our lives. Dry bones in our ministry. Dry bones in our family. Dry bones in our community. We can't just be me, myself, and I. Just praying for ourselves in our community and not praying for the others, your neighbors. You don't know what they're going through. Dry bones, yeah, the word of God. You know, sometimes we read these things and we do it so fast. But sometimes you have to take time step by step. So I'm going to stop right here because I want you to identify, write it down. Write every dry bone that you think is in your life, in your children's life, in your grandchildren's life, in your ministry, in your job. Write it down. And then we will move forward because God is saying, prophesy, yeah, into the dry bones, all ye dry bones, yeah, the word of God. Thus said the Lord God unto the dry bone, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. You see, when it's dry, no breath. But God is giving hope. The same resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the grave is the same resurrection power that can bring those dry bones to life. It is not over. Who am I speaking to this morning? Until God says it's over, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Don't give up on God. He will not give up on you. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's kind. He's just. For those of you with two Bibles that are on Job, look what is happening. Your friends will give up on you. Your family will give up on you. Everybody will give up, but God's hands are upon your life. I'm saying to you, whatever it is that you're going through, do not give up. Do not let bitterness, do not let unforgiveness, do not let all those things stop you from going through. So you say, search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Let the Lord go and search. And if there's anything in your life, ask God for mercy. He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is a forgiving God. He is a loving God. Hallelujah. And he has come to say, yes, you may live. I will cause my breath to enter into you, into your situation. Lord, cause your breath to enter into this situation in my health. Cause your breath to enter into this ministry. Cause your breath to enter into the life of our children. Cause your breath to enter into this situation. Cannot make it. But when God releases his breath in that situation, guess what? You will live. Hallelujah. And not die. To declare the goodness of the Lord. Yes, the dry bones can live. Hallelujah. They can live because the dry bones will hear what the word of God is speaking. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Praise you, O God. How great is our God. Awesome God, mighty God. Lord, thank you for this word, these disciples, and I pray that you will bring everything to our remembrance as we write these things down so we can pray powerfully, O God, tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. The same resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the grave. Hallelujah, is in each and every one of us. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I didn't say the Lord's Prayer to end because we said it in the beginning. But don't be discouraged. When God is for you, who can be against you? We love you. God bless you.